Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, how to safely evacuate your cat in an emergency, fall safety tips, and a happy ending for a rescued horse. We're going to start with cats. How to evacuate with your cat. As Simon Cowell once commented with impressively keen insight, dogs want to please. Cats are like, make me. In a disaster, your cat might not be as willing to cooperate with recovery efforts as your dog. Catster has a guide just for cats. They say, be prepared for a disaster. How to evacuate with cats. Dusty Rainbolt writes, from how to prepare as best you can ahead of time to what to always have at the ready. Here's how to evacuate with cats. No matter where you live, catastrophe can strike without warning, even if you're not susceptible to hurricanes or floods. You could be at risk for unpredictable disasters like earthquakes, tornadoes, chemical spills, or even a house fire. Alice Moon Finelli, PhD, a certified applied animal behaviorist with Animal Behavior Consultations in Brooklyn, Connecticut, can attest firsthand that crises happen when you least expect them. Several years ago, her chimney burst into flames. My husband yelled at me to get the cats, she said. The crates were in the cellar. Who plans on having a nightmare? As soon as the carriers came out, the cats disappeared. So, how do you evacuate with cats? Start by planning ahead. According to the American Kennel Club, approximately 500,000 pets are affected by house fires every year. In the event your kitchen catches fire or you're ordered to evacuate, you need an emergency plan in place that includes your cats. Jim Carson, who has a cat named Indiana and a dog named Heidi, also had a close encounter with a house fire. At 1 a.m., firefighters woke him up concerned that a nearby house fire could spread to his home. I kept our carrying cages in the front closet, he says. It was quick and efficient, and I would never think about keeping them anywhere else. The outside situation was chaos, and the animals were scared to death. I was able to put them in the car and out of harm's way. I have no doubt that if they weren't in the cages, they'd have bolted. The Electrical Safety Foundation International suggests attaching a pet alert sticker to a window near your front door. If you get outside with your cat, immediately tell firefighters. If you get outside without your cat, immediately tell firefighters your pet is trapped inside. Don't go back in once you are outside. When you evacuate, never leave your animals behind, even if officials promise you'll only be gone for a few minutes. If it isn't safe for you, it's not safe for your cat. A few minutes can expand into weeks before you're permitted to return. Dr. Dick Green, the Senior Director of Disaster Response for the ASPCA, says because disasters such as train derailments or other earthquakes provide no warning, we have to be dependent on pre-planning. Anticipate. If you get word of a nearby wildfire, put your pet in the safe room with his toys, food, and bed. How to get your cat safely in his carrier during an emergency. Cats can be challenging to catch during an emergency because they instinctively hide from danger. Of course, the best case scenario includes a well-trained cat trotting into his carrier. However, since most cats associate the appearance of the carrier with the vet, they hide. Instead of bringing the carriers out first, slip a cotton pillowcase over the cat. Once he's in the pillowcase, slide him into a carrier, then head for safety. Better still, train your cat to go into his carrier or the safe room on command. Keep the carrier out in the open and throw treats in there from time to time so the cat keeps checking, Moon Finelli says. Keep a towel in there to make it comfy. Because your animal may not be able to hear your voice over alarms, Herb Carver, a.k.a. the Catastrophe Geek, recommends training your cat to respond to a whistle. If you're unable to catch him, you can whistle to him in a disaster's aftermath. Just like fire drills in school, go through the motions occasionally, says Lynn Molnar, founder and president of Thankful Paws, mobile food bank for pets. Know where you will drive to be safe, she says. Pick several locations just in case something prevents you from taking your preferred route. If you have a plan and stay calm, your cat will too. They take their emotional cues from us. Be proactive if a disaster like a hurricane or flood is even a possibility. When you're given a lot of warning time, as with a hurricane or rising flood waters, be proactive. Take a day of vacation and leave the potentially affected area early. You won't need to take as many supplies. A 3-day supply of cat food, water, and cat litter should suffice. Your destination will have grocery stores. Call ahead to make sure evacuation shelters or relatives will welcome your cat, says Matt Lawrence, author of What to Do Till the Cavalry Comes, a family guide to preparedness in the 21st century. Since many emergency shelters don't allow pets, consider checking into a pet-friendly hotel. These facilities fill up fast, so make reservations as soon as you make the decision to leave. Survival Weekly's Jim Cobb warns shelters may require proof of immunization, so have a complete copy of those records in your evacuation kit. If your community doesn't have an emergency shelter for people and pets, start the conversation now and ask about how to start one. There are lots of pet people out there. As soon as one person speaks up, other people will join in to help. Make sure your cat has identification. Your cat should wear current rabies tags and a name tag engraved with your cell phone as well as a relative's number. Should you become separated, his ID tags will provide information that can reunite you. But remember, collars can come off, and with them, your pet's identity. A microchip ensures your pet will never become separated from his ID. And equally as important as implanting the chip is registering it and notifying the registry whenever your contact information changes. If your pet doesn't have a microchip, keep a picture of him on your cell phone for identification purposes. Prepare an evacuation kit. Each pet needs his own carrier and a go bag with everything he'll need during an evacuation. Keep emergency provisions in sturdy containers that can be carried easily, a plastic tub, duffel bags, covered trash containers, etc. Tape the checklist below to it. Make note whenever you replace food, water, and medications. Every 6 months is a good method. Your cat's emergency kit should include an accessible carrier for every pet. You don't want to have to dig under 20 years of cat fancy back issues in the attic when Barney Fife is telling you to leave. Carrier should be large enough for your cat to stand up and turn around in. Line the carrier floor with puppy pads or give kitty a shoebox, litter box. Write your container information in the permanent marker on the carrier and duct tape his photo to it. A photo of each of your pets and a description of their breed, age, sex, color, and marking should be in your kit. Copies of your cat's medical and vaccination records. In the event your vet's clinic receives a direct impact, you've lost those records. Veterinary records may be needed for transport across state lines. Photocopies of ownership papers and city license. A list of phone numbers, including your veterinarian, pet-friendly motels, emergency clinic, animal poison control center, and area animal shelters. Cat food, of course, at least a 3-day supply or 2 weeks, depending on your situation. If you feed wet food, look for the pouches or small cans with pull tabs, says Paul Purcell of Disaster Prep 101. You may be in a situation with no power for refrigeration, so food cannot be stored. Duct tape a 3-gallon bag filled with dry food to the side of the carrier and regularly replace old food with fresh kibble. Don't forget your kitty's comfort food. Also, water, 1 gallon per pet per day. Food and water bowls. Harness with a D-ring for a leash. If you or shelter volunteers need to scoop the litter box, a harness gives you more control over a frightened, fractious cat who could slip out of his safety collar. Medications. If your cat requires maintenance medications, ask your vet for a 2-week supply in pills or unreconstituted powder, or keep an unfilled drug prescription with your evacuation paperwork. A litter box, litter scoop, preferred brand of litter, and plastic bags for poop. Aluminum baking pans make great disposable litter boxes. Paper towels and baby wipes, pet first aid kit, comfort items, a beloved toy, blanket, or bed reassures your kitty that everything is going to be okay. Place one of your unwashed t-shirts in a zippered plastic bag. It can be used as bedding and make him feel more at ease. A brush or comb for long-haired pets, tranquilizers or calming remedies, odor neutralizer, and duct tape in case the carrier is damaged. Next, from Catster, cat acne. Yes, it exists, and yes, you can treat it. By Tim Link. If you've ever noticed pimples or blackheads on your cat, you're not alone. Cat acne is real. Here are some symptoms and easy cat acne treatments. Has your cat ever experienced pimples or blackheads on her mouth, face, or other parts of her body? Yes, cat acne is a thing, and your cats don't have to be teenagers to experience cat acne either. I didn't think this was possible until I spotted a white-headed pimple near the corner of my cat Charles's mouth. As I looked closer, there were a series of much smaller blackheads on the bottom part of his lip. This cat acne didn't appear to cause any pain or discomfort for my cat. It was just surprising and took me back to my unpleasant youth and the endless battle to eliminate or at least hide unsightly blemishes. I kind of suggested that I couldn't use Clearasil on my cat, but I really didn't know what, if anything, I should do. It was time for some research on cat acne and to bring in an expert. First, what is cat acne? Cat acne is the common name for an idiopathic, meaning we don't know why it occurs, disorder, which is known histologically as follicular keratosis, according to Dr. Mavis McCormick Rancey, DVM, of Lanier Animal Hospital, Sugar Hill, Georgia. Dr. McCormick Rancey states, it is very common in cats and can occur at any age and any breed. What are the symptoms of cat acne, you ask? Cat acne, or feline acne, is a cosmetic disease, but it usually requires lifelong on-again, off-again symptomatic treatment to keep it under control. Most of the time, there are just asymptomatic comedones or blackheads on the chin, lower lip, and sometimes on the upper lip. There is the possibility that pustules will form if a secondary infection is present. In very severe cases, the skin around the chin can become very thick and edematous or swollen, and even scarred from repeated infections and treatments. Don't confuse cat acne with other diseases such as mange or demodicosis, ringworm, or dermatophytosis. Contact dermatitis such as an allergy to plastic food bowls, melassezia, a type of yeast dermatitis, or eosinophilic granuloma complex. It is important to rule all of these diseases out with the appropriate testing by a veterinarian, states Dr. McCormick Rancic. Cat acne treatment, according to Dr. McCormick Rancic. Mild cases of feline acne, not infected, can be treated with human acne pads and medicated shampoos. If the area is infected, the treatment involves asymptomatic antibiotics for 2 to 6 weeks. You can also gently cleanse with an antibiotic soap, hydrogen peroxide, diluted iodine, such as betadine, diluted Epsom salts, and a topical vitamin A. In more severe cases of cat acne, cleanse the skin with an ointment or gel containing benzoyl peroxide, like Oxydex or chlorhexidine. To curtail dermatitis issues, you can switch from a plastic bowl to a ceramic, metal, or glass bowl. Plastic food bowls are porous and can trap bacteria, which then transfers to the cat's chin. What causes cat acne? We don't know the exact cause of cat acne. There are several possible causes of feline acne, including stress, poor grooming by human companions or by the cat herself, overactive sebaceous glands, and food allergies. However you proceed, always consult your veterinarian before treating your pet at home, and good luck. Now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. Does anyone in your household take medication for ADHD? The ASPCA has a warning about the dangers of ADHD medication and your pets. It's that time of year again. It's back to school for many kids across the country. That means new school supplies, early mornings, and packed lunches. But you may be asking yourself, what does back to school season have to do with my pets? The ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, APCC, reports that during the school year, they receive an increase in calls regarding pets and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, medications. What happens if my pet ingests ADHD medication? ADHD is not commonly diagnosed in pets, and just a small amount of an ADHD medication could cause problems for our four-legged friends. ADHD medications are stimulants, and when dogs ingest stimulants, you can see an increase in activities such as pacing, walking in circles, or inability to sit still, and an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature. In severe cases, these signs can become life-threatening. When cats ingest stimulant ADHD drugs, they may also show an increase in activity, or they may sit still, unusually still, and stare for long periods of time. Internally, they will have an increase in heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature despite their lack of movement. How soon problems develop after ingesting an ADHD medication and how long they last depends on the specific medication and formula. Problems can develop very quickly within 15 minutes of ingestion or can be delayed by several hours. Once problems develop, they can last 24 to 72 hours. If left untreated, these symptoms can worsen. It is important to address the issue as soon as it is discovered by calling the Animal Poison Control Center, APCC, at 888-426-4435 or your local veterinarian immediately. Is ADHD medication exposure treatable? The good news is that ADHD medication exposure in pets is treatable. Most often, pets showing signs from ADHD medications will need to stay in a veterinary hospital until they've fully recovered and the medication has left their system. Your veterinarian may give you your pet medications for elevated blood pressure or medication to calm them, therapies and treatments to help keep your pet at a normal body temperature may also be a critical part of treatment. Organ damage from ADHD medications is rare, but it has been seen, specifically in the kidneys. Getting prompt veterinary care for your pet is an important step in limiting the amount of damage the medication can do to your pet's organs. Even though the beginning of the school year can be a hectic time, pet safety and prevention is key to helping reduce any additional stress for you and your pet. Remember to keep all ADHD medications out of paw's reach. And if you believe your pet may have eaten an ADHD medication, please contact your veterinarian or the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435 immediately. From Better Homes and Gardens, fall pet care tips for cats and dogs. Keep your cats and dogs safe and healthy this fall with these easy pet care tips. Mix it up. Did you know that canned pumpkin is good for your dog's diet? The soluble fiber in pumpkin can help with digestive issues, while the antioxidants and essential fatty acids in the seeds promote healthy skin and fur and urinary health. Additional nutrients found in pumpkin, such as beta-carotene and iron, might reduce the likelihood of your pet developing cancer. Try mixing 1 to 2 teaspoons of canned pumpkin in your dog's food. Get active again. Has summer heat kept you and your pet from your outdoor activities? If so, your pet might be in need of extra exercise before cold weather sets in. Take advantage of the beautiful fall days and go for a run, toss a frisbee, or take your pet to the local dog park. It's important to ease into increased exercise to prevent injury. Fall is also a good time to brush up on training. Make sure your dog hasn't gotten rusty from the lack of involvement during the summer months by going through all the basic commands. Beware of allergies. You're not the only one who can get the curse of fall allergies. Your pet can be just as susceptible to allergens as you. If you see your pet itching more than usual, you might want to check with the vet to identify any possible allergies. Keep leaves raked and grass cut short to eliminate irritation to your pet's skin. Coping with shedding. In early fall, pets begin shedding their summer coat to allow room for their winter coat. For many pet owners, this means pet hair on your couch, your clothes, and everywhere in between. But it doesn't have to be that way. Make time to brush your pet weekly, if not daily, depending on your pet's shedding habits. Brushing your pet will allow you to catch most of the unwanted hair before it ends up around your home. Stay clear of pests. The fall months are known for all kinds of pests, the most common of which are fleas and ticks. Check with your pet after coming indoors to make sure they aren't bringing in any unwanted guests. Also, be careful about where your pets play. Fall is notorious for snakes trying to prepare for hibernation. Make sure you're aware of any venomous or dangerous snakes in your region and steer clear of letting your pet roam through long grass. Got water? No matter the season, always be sure that your pet has access to water. It is important that the water is clean to avoid any bacteria from entering your pet's system. Also remember that in autumn, nighttime temperatures often drop below freezing. If your pet spends a lot of time outside, check for ice formation in their water and remove any floating chunks that could lead to choking. Enjoying the festivities. Many pet owners love to dress their pets for Halloween and take them trick-or-treating with kids. Remember, a few safety tips around the holidays. When taking your pet out, keep it close and put reflective clothing on it if possible to reduce the risk of your pet being injured. Keep an eye on the candy. Chocolate can be deadly to dogs, so make sure your children know to keep it out of reach. Food can become a problem during Thanksgiving as well. Keep an eye on pets trying to steal from the feast. Bundle up. Fall months can bring chilly days and colder nights. If your pet primarily lives outside, make sure it has a warm place to go at night. During storms, it is also suggested that you bring your pet inside to prevent it from getting wet and possibly frostbite or hypothermia. Back to school safety. Fall marks the return of children to school. That means crayons, markers, pencils, glue, and other school supplies strewn about the house. Make sure that these supplies are not where your pet can get a hold of them. Certain types of supplies, markers and glue, can be toxic to pets. Safe decorating. Do you go crazy with decorations? Be sure to remember pet safety when setting up your decorations. Pets might try to chew on electrical cords, giving them a shock that can be damaging to their health. You can visit Better Homes and Gardens at bhg.com. And finally, here's a story about a girl and the horse she rescued from the ASPCA. September 2018, Pippa finds her way from cruelty to championship. When Katie L. was a little girl, she always wanted a horse. She saved her birthday and Christmas money for 5 or 6 years, says Katie's mother, Stephanie, who inspired her dog's love for horses and comes from a long line of riders. When she turned 13, Katie bought her first horse, Stogie, a.k.a. 5 Cent Cigar, a thoroughbred. The duo then teamed up for eventing, an equestrian event comparable to a triathlon that includes dressage, endurance, and show jumping. During this time, Katie boarded Stogie for 5 years until the family moved to a new house in St. Charles, Illinois, where they now have acreage that includes a barn and a pasture. With more space, Katie, now 18, decided to get another horse. One day, scrolling through the website of a local horse rescue organization, she spotted several horses, including Pippa, a young Appaloosa Paint Cross. Pippa was one of 14 horses rescued by the ASPCA and the Forest County Sheriff's Department in Crandon, Wisconsin. In March 2017, as part of a cruelty investigation that also involved 38 dogs, she was cared for by the ASPCA and then transported to an ASPCA response partner in August. It was there that Katie met and adopted the sweet horse 5 months later. "I fell in love with her right away," recalls Katie. "She's really sweet and calm for her age and really pretty. And I wanted a horse I could start with from the beginning so we could bond." The youngest of 7 children, Katie learned horse management skills through her local pony club, part of a national organization that promotes sportsmanship, stewardship, and leadership through horsemanship and teaches the care of horses and ponies. Pippa is not yet broken, a term that means she's not yet trained to be ridden, but Katie anticipates she'll be easy to train and ride. Katie recently started training Pippa on a lunge line, a technique where Pippa moves around Katie in a circle on the end of a long line. "She follows me around the path and I walk her around the neighborhood," explains Katie. "Sometimes she freezes up or gets spooked, but I don't think it will take her long. I think we'll get closer the more I work with her. She's such a nice horse." Katie graduated high school a year early and attends a local community college, hoping to eventually follow in her dad's footsteps and become a pharmacist. When she's not at school or working at her new job as a pharmacy technician, she's caring for horses and the family's adopted dog, Luigi. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.